Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai. Antikanda chapter 5, we're continuing with the wonderful glorification of the eternal associates of Lord Nityananda being done by one of his all other eternal associates, Vrindavan Das Thakur Vedavyas. Vrindavan Das Thakur, and we heard about Dhananjaya Pandit yesterday, that he was a Mahant Vilakshan, extraordinary devotee with exceptionally wonderful qualities and characteristics. And the primary characteristic that made him such a great and extraordinary devotee was the fact that Hridaye Nityananda Sarvakshan, Sarvakshan, moment to moment, Nityananda was residing in his heart. And that's certainly a desirable attainment. Lord Nityananda, moment, Sarvakshana, Sarvakshana, moment to moment, at all moments, to be fully present and manifest within one's heart by remembrance, by nam, by instructions, by seva. Now we're going to hear about Balaram Das. Prema rase mahamata Balarama Das Janhara vatase sava papa jaya nash. This is Antya Kanda chapter 5, verse 734. Balaram Das was intoxicated with the mellows of ecstatic love. Prema ras maha unmata. So he was unmat. Mahamata. Mahamata. Mata means mother. Mother, when it's combined with other words, becomes T. D becomes T. Matta. Now he was intoxicated. Intoxicated means he was mad, he was crazy, he was beside himself. In a great proportion, Mahamata. And what happened was that rasa means liquid. It's a rasa. If you drink too much liquid, particular liquids, you go a little mad. If that particular liquid happens to be scotch or brandy or whiskey, and you drink too much, because whiskey or liquor is also a rasa, it's also a taste, a liquid, a flavor of a liquid. And that liquid is imbued with particular qualities which create a type of insanity or intoxicating quality where one loses connection with his senses and the sensual balance in reality and acts like a drunk, drunken man. So this is one form of ras, which is jada ras. Jada ras is the ras which is produced from this material energy. And everyone is intoxicated in this material world, intoxicated by false conceptions and false identities and false aspirations. What people are aspiring for are all the results of intoxication. And who people identify as is all results of intoxication. And what people do is all intoxicated activities. The whole material world and everyone in it is intoxicated with jada ras. But Balaram Das was intoxicated with Premras Unmata, Mahamata, Premras. He was intoxicated with the mellows of ecstatic love. So he wasn't stumbling along the pavement like an ordinary rasa-filled, whiskey rasa-filled drunken person. But he was absorbed in love of God. He forgot everything about the material world. And the ordinary materialist, he maybe acted in a rather unusual way because he was always engaged in Krishna service. In the beginning of ISKCON, when Prabhupada was preaching and devotees were seriously taking up Krishna consciousness in the Western countries, people thought we were crazy. And they tried to arrest us and have us analyzed by psychiatrists and psychologists. Even they would, one mother and father of one devotee in Caracas, Venezuela. Prabhupada went there for a visit. So that father hired a famous psychologist from one university in Venezuela to come and cross-examine Srila Prabhupada and reveal that he was a crazy man. This is in Lilamrita also, Caracas. So then they called in this very expert, famous professor of psychology and with so many books. And so he met with Prabhupada And Prabhupada tied him up in knots. Prabhupada actually made him sound like a babbling fool. He sounded like he was demented. He had definitely lost his screws, his brain screws. And he wasn't able to get touch anywhere near Prabhupada's exaltation or to penetrate Prabhupada's pure Krishna consciousness, have any effect, or even able to carry on any dialogue. He had a whole set of questions which he would use to analyze and dissect Prabhupada's brain and mentality, and thereby draw the conclusion after his investigation through the conversation that the founder of the Krishna Consciousness Movement was simply a crazy man and making everybody else crazy with Hare Krishna mantra. But in fact, Prabhupada revealed that that this psychologist should go see a psychiatrist because he became looking like a crackpot crazy man himself. So he was totally frustrated in his attempt to unveil or reveal that Prabhupada had some problem. So this Balaram Das is intoxicated with the mellows of ecstatic love. And so powerful was his prabhav, because love, of course, is the most powerful force in the entire world. Mundane material love moves the world in a lot of ways. People love power. They love money. And because of their love for power and money, the world moves. And various people try to influence others because of their love for power, distinction, control, money, lordship. They love it. But their prabhava is simply their association, and their prabhava and influence keeps everybody in a cycle of birth and death because they're all non-devotees. But this devotee, one devotee, Balaram Das, was so powerful and so influential and so pure and so ecstatically enraptured with divine love that Janara Vatase Sava Papa Jayanash, that the breeze, the Vatase, Vat means Vat, like Vata, Ayurvedic Vat. Bengali is like Sanskrit. Janhara Vatase Sava Papa Nash. Simply the breeze that touched the body of Balaram Das would destroy all sins. Sava Pap. Now that's some serious power. Not one sin or a handful or a collection or even a kuta. Kuta means a mountain. Anukut. So there's papakut. It's one of the four stages of sin in the chitta. The aparabdha, parabdha, bijam, and kutam. So this kuta, kuta means a hill, or it's a stockpile of the bijams. It's a whole other discussion we've given already. Tapandarsha. So he was... he had such prabhav that the breeze coming from his body would destroy all the sins, not just a small hillock or kuta of sins. Now that's a powerful cyclone. Sometimes a breeze comes to off the ocean, they create typhoon. You've heard of typhoon? In English they say typhoon, in Hindi they say tufan. But Balaram Das was so pure, and it was just waves of love, waves of love and waves of purity were flowing from his body. Janaravitasi Sava Papa Jayanash. Jarunatha Kavi Chandra Prema Rasamai Niravadi Nityananda Janhare Sadhai. It's another wonderful devotee. Let's mention the name of Balaram Das so he can maybe intoxicate us a little bit. And we're not asking him to bless us with the power that the breeze from our body will destroy anyone's sins, but we would like the breeze from his body, we would like to beg Balaram Das to blow some of your breeze my way, and may you be so kind to destroy my sins. Balaram Das, the key, Jai, you can say it.
Balaram Das Ki Jai.
So let's hear the wonderful glories, or specifically wonderful glories of Yadunath Kavichandra. Yadunath Kavichandra Prema Rasamai Niravadi Nityananda Janhare Sadhai. Yadunath Kavichandra was filled with the mellows of ecstatic love. Nityananda was always merciful to him. So there's this slight tweak of difference between Balaram Das and Yadunath Kavichandra. Mind you, all these devotees we're hearing about are the eternal associates of Lord Nityananda. And of course, they're all Premi Bhaktas and eternally in love with Radha and Krishna and Nityananda and Gaur. But they each have a specific aspect of their exaltation, which is being noticed here and pointed out. They're all Prema Rasa Maya, basically. But then some were. Had different. One was Prema Rasa, Rasa Mahamata. Mahamata. Maha, greatly, completely, in a very complete way, maddened it with Rasa, Prema Rasa. So that's one thing. So many of them have Rasa. Some are mad, some are not so mad. Some are partially mad in Prema Rasa. But now what's his extra thing? His extra thing, because all basically the common denominator is they all have love, Prema Rasa, no doubt. It's not that any of them don't. But he's mentioning that he was specialized in that. But then as he was Balaram Das. Balaram means power, spiritual power. Balaram. And his power was simply the, you know how powerful these devotees are? It's simply the breeze from Balaram's body would sarva papa nash. You say papa nashnam or something like this. Bhakti Vignan Vanashnam, the Srimad Bhagavan. So any of the Vignas that they're destroyed, the bad obstacles and impediments are destroyed by remembering and praying to the Srimad Bhagavan. Kavichandra, Yadunath Kavichandra, he was Prema Rasa Maya. So this is, he was Maya, filled with, saturated with Prema Rasa, mellows of ecstatic love, as the other one was, mellows of ecstatic love. Now what was his speciality? Nityananda Janhari Sadhai. That Nityananda was always merciful to him. So the specifics of that mercy that he received and that must be more elaborated in his larger biography, which we don't have before us. But he was a Kripa Patra. Nitai Kripa Patra, the recipient of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And we certainly want to be that also. Because if Nityananda is always merciful to us, as he was Sadai, Niravadi Nityananda Janhari Sadai, Sadai means all the time, always merciful to him, and if Nityananda is always merciful to us, then very soon we'll come to the platform of Prema Rasa Maya. We'll become saturated with Krishna Prema, Bhava and then Prema. As it's told, Narottam Das Thakur's song, Nitai Bine Bhai Radha Krishna Paite Nai. And Radha Krishna, having Radha and Krishna means having Prema Ras. Prema. Prema Purushottam, Sri Krishna, and Rasamai Radha, Rasavati Radha. So when we say Prema Ras, it means Radha and Krishna. Prema Krishna, and then Ras is Radha, Rasavati. And praying Purushottam. They say that, praying Purushottam, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya. Prema Rasa. So this first saying, Prema Rasa Maya, Niravadi Nityananda Janara Sadai. Narottama is saying the same thing, Nitai Bine Bhai. Hey Bhai, hey brother, without the mercy of Nitai, you won't attain Radha and Krishna. And when a devotee attains Radha and Krishna, then that means he's Prema Rasa Maya. He's saturated with Prema Rasa. And that Prema is Krishna and Rasa is Radha. Radha Rasa? Sudha Nidhi. Nidhi means ocean, treasure. And Sudha means nectar. A nectar ocean of Rasa. A nectar treasure house. A treasure house of nectar and rasas. Srimati Radharani ki?
Janare.
Yaranath Kavichandra ki jai.
Yaranath Kavichandra ki jai.
Yaranath Kavichandra ki jai.
Yaranath Kavichandra ki jai.
All good things should be said three times, so we said thrice. Maybe. And even their names are so wonderful. Yadunath, the lord of the Yadu dynasty. Who is that?
Krishna.
Who is Kavichandra? The moon-like poet. Chandra among the Kavis. The greatest moon-like poet. That would be, of course, the parrots of Vrindavan. They're extremely poetic. Let's hear another devotee. Jagadisha Pandit Parma Jyotirdham Saparshade Nityananda Janra Dhanapran. Jagadish Pandit was the abode of great effulgence. Nityananda and his associates were his life and soul. Parma Jyotirdham. They often have these. You go to Rishikesh in Haridwar. We lived there in 81 for some few months, 8 months or so. Preaching center from Krishna Balaram Temple. Three or four brahmacharis, we were living in Lakshman Julan Road. And Rishikesh near the Ganga, having class every evening in Hindi. The people were coming from the neighborhood. Having kirtan. And there are many ashrams there because Haridwar and Rishikesh is the abode of yogis and gyanis and mystics and devotees, Vaishnavas of more Mayavadi type sadhus. Shivananda ashram is there in Rishikesh. Of course, he's Mayavadi. And many of the ashrams and guest houses are called Jyotirdham. Jyotirdham. You must have had Jyotirgama. Tamasimam Jyotirgama. You must have heard this phrase. It's from Vedanta Sutra. Tamasimam Jyotirgama. Gama means move. Gamana. Vrindavan Gamana Lila. Going to. Like a yatra. Going to Vrindavan. Tamasimam. My ignorance should be replaced. I should come to the light. Tamasimam Jyotirgamam. In Jyotirdham, Vrindavanas Thakur makes a distinction. He's not simply Jyotirdham, because Jyotirdham means Brahma Siyucha Mukti. The Brahma Jyoti. You've heard of the Brahma Jyoti. The Brahman effulgence of the Lord. Brahmanohi Pratishtham. Krishna says, that Brahman effulgence is Pratishta. It's established by me. It's with me. I've established it. It's part of me. It's my jyoti. It's my aura. Also, God has an aura. We have auras and colors, different colors that expand on two sides of our body and around our bodies in shells or orbits depending on our health and different organs. So we have an aura also. So the Lord also has. But we are part and parcel. Our radiance or energy field expanded from our body is called aura or shadow. God's has no shadow, but the aura or the energy field, spiritual parts of Atmas, Amshas, expanded from the body of Mahavishnu, they are called the Brahma Jyoti. Brahma Jyoti is made of millions and millions of jiva souls. Explained in one, many places, but in a Krishna book. Because that's all that's expanding from Mahavishnu is jiva shakti, life particles. Particles of life, particles of consciousness, millions of them. So that collective mass of expanding jivas is the Brahma Jyoti. That's why they say we fall from the Brahma Jyoti. It's not we fall from the Brahma Jyoti, we expand from Mahavishnu. And then, and that plane, that Tattvastha range, as we're floating in a Tattvastha, it's like It's just like if you're swimming or something, there's two boats. Well, you can go and latch onto one boat or another boat. So Jiva's floating in that ocean of consciousness called the Brahma Jyoti. On one side is the Maya Jagat, solid terra firma. On the other side is the spiritual firma. So somehow he's just floating there as he expands from Mahavishnu, as that particle, Jiva, part of that particle of light. Then he goes, that light particle comes here, gets a gross body. Light particle goes there, emerges with all the other light particles, and stays there with the Jyoti. So that's Jyotir Dham. But he's called Parma Jyotir. He's a very high form of Jyotir Dham. Because it says that he was the abode of great effulgence. Parma Jyotir Dham. And what made him so effulgent? Nityananda's associates were his life and soul. Saparshade Nityananda. Nityananda with his eternal associates, Saparshad, they were Dana Pran. They were his wealth and his very pran. So when one's life errs and his wealth, the wealth of his life, is made of nothing but Krishna and his associates, then he becomes very effulgent. Parama Jyotir Dham. He becomes a Dham of Parama Jyoti. He becomes a Dham of the most brilliant effulgence of the presence of the Lord and his associates. They say there's a verse in the second canto, it says, Bhavad Tirtha, that verse about the Guru, says that he's wherever he goes, he makes a holy place. Because he's carrying the Lord in his heart. So this is the same idea with Yadanath Acharya. This is first canto 13:10. It's a very nice verse because it's used in context of Vidura. When Vidura, the brother of Duryodhan, I believe, returned to the palace, he had gone on a tour of all the holy places and he met Maitreya Muni and also Uddhava. And he returned. Then he was glorified by King Yudhisthira because he preached that Vidura is the brother of Dhritarashtra, and he preached to Dhritarashtra, but Dhritarashtra didn't want to hear it. So I guess Vidura, and Duryodhan became angry and told Vidura to get out of here. So Vidura grabbed his bow, walked out and left his bow by the front door, which means I'm renouncing my Kshatriya Dharma, I'm taking sannyas, I'm leaving this family, I'm leaving my brother Dhritarashtra. He's been ill-advised by his demoniac son Duryodhan. I no longer want to associate with him. He won't listen to me. Bhavadvira Bhagavatas Tirta Bhutta Swayam Vibho Tirti Kurvanti Tirtani Svantakstena Gadabhrita. My Lord, Yudhisthira is greeting Vidura. My Lord Vidura, devotees like your good self, Bhavat Vida Bhagavatas. If you say Chatur Vidha Sri Bhagavat Prasadam, means four types of. Vida means types of, categories of, groups of. Chatur Vidha. Four types of food. Foodstuffs, like suck, chewed, and drunk. So Bhavat Vidas, Vida, groups of Bhavats, you're a Bhagavat. You're certainly. And what are you? You are Tirtha Bhutta Swayam. Swayam Bhagavan means directly. You yourself are Bhagavan, the original. So Tirtha Bhutta Swayam, you are the actual personified holy places. Devotees like your good self are holy places personified. How so? Because you carry the personality of God within your heart. Svantak stena, stan, situated, placed, located, swa-anta, inside of you. Swa-anta, anta, inside, antar. Antaryami, super soul, goes inside. Swa-anta stena, situated and located within us, and within you is Gadabhrita. Gadabhrita means the brother of Gada. Gada means one who carries a club, that's Haladar. Keshavadrita Haladara Rupa Jaya Jagadisha. Right? This is Dalji Balaram, Gada. Gadabhrita means the brother of Gada, I believe.
Or it means he holds the God. What does Britta mean? I don't know. It simply says the personality of God, but Gada means club. So it means the carrier of the club or the son of the brother of the one who carries the club. So it's simply translated personality of Godhead. And we say Chakradhara. Chakradhara is the one who holds the chakra. Say Padmadhara or Kamaladhara. He holds the lotus also. So you're carrying the Lord in your heart. You turn all places into places of pilgrimage. So this is the situation with Jagadish Pandit, that he was Parma Jyotir Dham, because he was carrying Nityananda and all his associates in his heart, his pran. Pran means heart, means consciousness, means life airs, it means existence. So his dhan and his pran, his wealth and his very life and breath, was none other than God in the form of Nityananda and Nityananda's parishads. So that transformed his body into an ordinary, dull piece of lifeless matter without any effulgent or transmitting qualities, light transmitting qualities. The presence of Nityananda and his associates in his heart transformed his body into a jyoti. Became a body of light. Parama Jyotir Dham. Became the abode, the holy abode, the Tirtha Dham. Became the holy abode of Lord Nityananda's associates, because he was always glorifying them and always carrying them and remembering them and serving them in his heart. And that made him extremely effulgent. Parama Jyotir Dham. So this is a good way to get the glow of health. And somebody's healthy, that they have a glow. Not that they have shiny, oily skin like many people do, which is okay, it's great in a dry place like India or North India. But some people, even without oily or skin, they're just, because they're healthy, they have a glow. Even their dry skin is glowing. And that's physical, material health of the physical body. But when a healthy soul is also very effulgent. Prabhupada said, when the devotees came to me, they were all dark-faced. They were tainted and colored by the mode of ignorance. I gave them a pallor, a dull look, a fainted look, jaded look. But then when they contacted glove jamans, they started to shine like glove jamans. And their faces took the shape of glove jamans after a few months in ISKCON. They became a little roundish type. And they were happy. They were glowing with the happiness of bhakti and the happiness of serving Krishna. And people would remark, "Oh, Swami Bhaktivedanta, I met your devotees in the university. They were glowing. They were very bright-faced and effulgent personalities. What is your secret?" And Prabhupada said, "I have no miracle. I have no secret. They're simply serving God with pure hearts and all their and sincerely. And Krishna's pleased. So Krishna's manifesting as effulgence in their hearts and minds. So they're reflecting that to the world. And this is the contribution of devotees." The devotees are lighting up this world. Otherwise the world's dark. Demons are dark and dastardly creatures. Demons are dark and dastardly creatures that simply want to spread darkness everywhere. Pornography, rape, robbery, cheating, pollution, exploitation, exploiting nature, killing, murdering animals, everyone. All dark activities. Demoniac civilization. So much darkness in the world. So each devotee is like it's like a small firefly. Each devotee is like a small firefly or glowworm of bhakti. You see these fireflies. You call them firefly. You call them glowworms, a little bug that flies around on summer nights and the at nighttime, and he has a little tail light little green phosphorescent something or other in there. And it lights up like a little light, like an airplane when he's landing, these little blue lights going toot, toot, toot. So there's little lights going on the backside. You ever seen? Little tail light, very safety conscious bug. He doesn't want any other bugs running into his trunk of his new car. So he has this little blinker on the back when he's going down. Be careful. And they're giving some light, not much. So devotees are like that. They're like that. They're like little glowworms. And they're blinking. They're shining rays of Krishna consciousness into this dark world. And when they all get together and have festivals, then they really illuminate in a big way. Festivals are so illuminating. So much illumination is created by Vaishnava festivals. The Kirtan festivals and Prasadam and Mancharak, all these different arrangements we have to spread Krishna consciousness. So much light is created by these festivals that illuminates the hearts of so many people, that many people come out of the darkness. Tamasi Manjotirkama. They come out of the darkness after attending one of those festivals and they surrender to Krishna Surya Samamaya Andhakar. They surrender to the light of Krishna consciousness and their lives become brilliant, pure, peaceful and blissful. This is a result of festivals. We've had the experience in the West that after holding a big festival, oftentimes several devotees would join. You may remember also in the olden days. Why does that happen? Because somehow there's so much darkness, no one can see that they themselves are a devotee, or they can recognize it, nor can anyone else notice or see that they are a devotee floating in that sea of darkness of conditioned souls. The darkness is so thick, we can't see their firefly light. No one can see their glowworm tail light. But when the festival comes and all the devotees get together and the massive cooperation and kirtan and prasad distribution, lecture and drama and plays and cultural events, it sheds lots of light. Brilliant sun of Krishna consciousness. So at least in that immediate area, that immediate city or country, very effective. And after the festival, then it's like the sun rises and it's daytime and so many wonderful things happen in the daytime. Then the sun sets and all kinds of evil spirits and ghosts and prets and demoniac personalities move in the darkness and create havoc and destruction in the evening time. When a festival comes, it's like the sun is rising on that city or that area. And everybody gets illuminated and gets benefited. Then again, after the festival is over, then again, darkness settles over the city. No one joins till the next festival. It's very common. Have you seen it on the festival? At least those that live in temples. You're grihasthas, you don't know what's happening with temples. Who's coming, who's going, you're just home and go to a festival, okay. We see, it's very tangible, you temple president and no one's joined in 6 months and then it's Janmashtami and do your best to make a wonderful, illuminating and educational, enlightening festival, spiritually entertaining. Then, sure enough, some people move in, even the same day, right after. It's been seen everywhere, worldwide. So how is that so? That's because of Parama Jyotir Dham. Then each devotee is a Jyotir Dham himself, and when many of them come together, it makes it Parama Jyotir Dham. The entire spiritual world descends in that particular place to illuminate the dark corner of Maya. That dark corner of Maya becomes illuminated by the presence of many devotees serving and performing Nam Sankirtan and preaching Krishna consciousness. This is Jagadish Pandit. He is such a devotee. His life and soul were Nityananda and Nityananda's associates. So we can have the continue tomorrow. Jagadish Pandit ki
jai.
Jagadish Pandit ki
jai.
Jagadish Pandit
ki jai.
So we can pray to Jagadish Pandit now and tomorrow and every time, all the time. Please fill our minds and hearts with jyoti, with prem jyoti, with that light of Radha's love, with the light of Prabhupada's love, with the light of Krishna's love and the light of Gauranga's love, that transcendental parama jyoti, so that we become an abode, we become a dham, we become an abode of compassion an abode of devotion, an abode of mercy for others. And we can also pray to Jagadish Pandit that Nityananda and his associates become our dan and our pran. Tomorrow, hopefully by the mercy of Vrindavan Das Thakur, we'll hear about Pandit Purushottam and other devotees like Kaliya Krishnadas, Dwija Krishnadas Mahashaya, Sadashiva Kaviraj, Purushottam Das, Mahesh Pandit, Udharana Datta, Gangadas, Acharya Vaishnavaranda, Raghunath Puri, Manohar, Narayan, Krishnadas, Devananda, Jiva Pandit, Paramananda Gupta Mahashaya. There's many great heroes coming down to appear on the stage of our minds. And we'll hear about their wonderful glories. Today we heard about Balaram Das and Yadunath Kavichandra and Jagadish Pandit.